Welcome to episode 15 of ZTGD Podcast Radio for the week of March 16th, 2007. This week we'll be talking about Sony's new online service, Home, and Little Big Planet. We'll discuss the top 10 most important games of 2007, and we'll have a shell of a good time with a ton of Ninja Turtle discussion. So sit back and relax and enjoy episode 15 of ZTGD Podcast Radio. Excited? There's like there's no sound going on.
It's hotter than shit.
Can't help it that it's hotter than shit.
I was actually trying to think of some cool little subtitle because you said episode 15. I'm like, the Phantom. No, that's been taken. Should have before George Lucas comes over here.
The Phantom Podcast.
But aren't you much happier that it's hot instead of cold now?
I am.
It is finally nice outside. You can walk outside.
Until tomorrow when it's like 24 below.
Yeah. Two feet
of snow outside.
Yeah, you think that'll happen. It won't happen. But anyway, we're back. For episode 15 of ZTGD Podcast Radio, and we have a great show tonight. We're going to be talking about Sony's announcement at the recent Game Developers Conference. We got a lot of news to cover, and since we've had a two-week hiatus, I imagine everybody at the roundtable here has been playing a lot of stuff. At least I hope they have. But anyway, tonight we have Professor Chaos in the house.
What's up?
To his left, my right, Gambus Khan.
How's it going, everybody?
And reading the latest issue of EGM, we have Killer Wolverine.
Yo.
So much death and destruction going on.
Berserker Barrage.
All right. Well, we're going to move on, and we're going to jump right into what's fondling your console this week. And I'm jumping across to the middle to Mr. Khan. What's been fondling your console this week?
I've been playing a variety of games.
Well, it's actually been 2 weeks, because we haven't done one since late February, so...
Yeah.
But I had a lot of time to play.
I've been playing a whole lot of different types of games.
Well, bring it on, brother.
I've been playing 360 games. I've been playing Crackdown, you know.
Crackdown,
yeah,
huh?
Still sweet. I'm still cracking Crackdown.
Still cracking?
Cracking.
I'm still cracking down.
Of all time.
Yeah. Still playing, yeah, and been playing some Xbox Live Arcade games like the Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man, yeah, and Good Times, and I've also been playing some PS2, I've been playing God of War, the original.
The original God of War.
Yeah, because I never completed it, and I started from scratch the other day, and I'm going to try to go through that before I even put in my copy of God of War 2.
That's really kind of depressing because, you know, God of War 2 just came out and you are not playing it.
And
really
I own it.
It kind of makes me sad a little bit.
Me too. But that's fine.
But
I'll cry when I get home.
He will.
You will?
I will.
Now, I got to mention this about Gambus Khan's Crackdown habits. Have you played co-op with him yet?
No.
He is like a little schoolgirl. We're running around throwing shit at people, picking up cars, and he is giggling like a schoolgirl the whole time. Like... I remember one time I ran out in the middle and I'm trying to kill some gangsters for him. The whole world just blows up. He shot a rocket right in the middle of where I was fighting. And then all you hear is... Most entertaining shit you will ever do. Alright, so... Is that all that's been fondling your console this week?
Why don't you
talk about your review you just put up?
Yeah, the Art Tunelico review.
I read that. That was very humorous.
It's a strange game.
The review was very strange.
I know that, and when I was typing it, I was like, yeah, this review is just as strange as the game is.
Well, I guess it's fitting, then. Indeed.
It's like, it's an RPG, part dating sim, kind of a sexual innuendo system for unlocking magical spell powers.
So basically,
that's
you're pimping.
Japan.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And surprise, it also takes itself seriously while at the same time being cheesy And it's anime stereotypes. You know, you got the girl who's like, oh, he doesn't like me. Is it because my boobs are too small? And stuff like that.
Why am I not playing this game?
Indeed.
And then you got the character, the main hero character, who's like, I cannot leave you here. I am a knight of whatever, you know.
Wow. That's some crazy shit. And go read his review at ztgamedomain.com.
Yes, it's quite...
It's very humorous.
Yeah.
We're moving around to the man of chaos. What have you been playing?
A lot of stuff. I haven't played much Crackdown because I'm kind of... I wasn't trying to get burnt out on it. I did put it back in and finished it. So I finished it and grabbed a couple more achievements on it. But,
Achievements.
Yes, achievements. I've been playing Def Jam, Icon.
I'm sorry.
Me too. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. It's, you know, it's all right. And, you know, by the time they read this...
Did you figure out the fighting system at all? Because
I did.
I did.
I figured it out. It's slow. It's really slow.
So it's like...
And the little turntable thing did not have to be in there. Like
Mortal Kombat on the short bus, basically?
Pretty much.
All right, I'm just checking.
Pretty much.
Mortal Kombat on the short bus.
Well, they took two steps back, but that's like typical EA. Like, you know, do this and then like jump back. I'm like, well, what happened to what you did with that one?
It sounds like a song. Do that.
It does.
Jump back.
It reminds me of Two Steps Forward, Two Steps Back, the Paula Abdul song.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
With the animated cat.
The cat, yeah. That's pretty much what that game is, because
okay.
The second one was awesome.
All right, no more
but
Paula
besides
Abdul.
That, yeah, that's the only reference for this show. Besides that, God of War 2.
Oh, snap.
Which is awesome. And for those that haven't played it, I won't even talk about it. Just know
you need to play this
it
game.
Is awesome. Yes.
The PlayStation 2 finally has a game to power up.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Oh, man.
And this is probably, you know, could you ask for a better farewell to that system?
No.
Because there's probably nothing else coming out that's, like, really huge.
Hmm.
And this game is, like, saying goodbye, and I'm still waving.
Oh, man. Yes. Great game. And if you haven't played the first one, go play the first one. You could probably jump into the second one, but you need to play the first one to really understand the story. But it's, oh god, that game is awesome.
So
that's
pretty
much it.
That's all that's been following your console?
That's pretty much it.
Alright, well, we'll flip over to the Wolverine. What have you been playing?
Not much, really.
He said that every time.
I know, it was like, do you play
games?
I turned
my system on just to make sure it worked.
I heard you got chainsawed in Gears of War.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. And he quit.
Chainsaw in the face.
Just because my chainsaw killed him first, he got angry and jumped off.
I was revved up, ready to split you in
half. Did you hear about the interview with Cliffy B about that?
About how he...
Who was hosting?
Fix it.
Who was hosting? That's why he beat you.
That's horseshit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. That's why he beat you. Because the host has a faster... There's no bullet lag.
Cheater.
Yep.
I didn't know.
What a cheater. Whatever.
And then he quit, so, you know.
Yeah, I did.
Whatever.
The host with the most.
The host has the most, yeah. I saw you playing Ninja Turtles today.
Bright and early
at 8:45 this morning.
Yeah, I was doing that too. Yeah.
Playing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the live arcade.
It's a good throwback.
Yeah.
Didn't realize how short it was.
Yeah, I beat it twice already today.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah, I beat it in a half hour span.
Jeez. Well, Crackdown, that's got a single player. Go ahead.
Yeah, shut up. My turn, bitch. You had your turn.
Professor Chaos.
That's all right, because I am your rad up here. But
he always talks about
there.
That. He always talks.
I know.
About that. Why is he always got to talk about that? What's up?
When did you go drive up here so you don't get left? But go ahead.
Oh,
that's what
fine,
you're playing.
You know. Let's make
I'll take you
to
home. I'll take you home.
I appreciate it.
I'm there for you, brother.
Okay, jackass. Anyway, besides that, it's Crackdown. I got, you know, the hard achievement of getting 6 stunts in 60 seconds.
That was hard. That's
well,
harder
I
than I thought it was.
Stupid, because I thought you had to do all 6 at
six
the same time.
6 different ones? No, it's just 6.
It's 6 in 60
just
seconds,
six,
and
six,
once
six,
I figured that
seconds.
Out, it was easy. So, and I'm still looking for the hidden orbs.
Yeah,
I'm
like 200. I'm at like 200 hidden, and I'm finished with agility. And then after that, I got to go back and do all the stupid races.
Yeah.
Which I started to try to do them, and I'm really like, well, this just kind of suck.
Yeah.
I don't like these at all.
I'm hoping for some downloadable content.
I'm waiting on the new achievements, the other 100 points.
Yeah.
I want to see what they're going to do with it. And then they said they're going to probably add the extra 250, too.
Cool.
So, another 350.
And played Ghost Recon once.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I got to say, it looks prettier, and the AI is a lot smarter. Like, we're hunting.
Your squad
like,
AI.
No, the enemy,
AI. See, I noticed my squad actually didn't get in my firing range now.
I didn't notice that. I just noticed, like, when you're, like, doing your thing, hunting the guy in front of you. Little do you know that they're coming around you. And they don't even give a shit. They, like, just blow your, like, shoot your head, and they just come running by you. Just pull the gun in your head.
How you doing?
That's pretty much it. You don't hear them, and all of a sudden, but, like, oh, he's behind me.
It's essentially the same game, folks.
Well, how much are they going to change?
It's a year.
Day after.
It's a year. Whatever. I mean, the game only came out a year later.
Right.
So, for a year, I'll take, an expansion pack.
It's Ghost Recon. I like
it. It's Ghost Recon.
I spent $60 on an expansion pack.
Well, you don't have it, so what does it matter?
I know. I don't have it.
Hey, guess
I
what?
Don't have it.
Hey, guess what?
It's the same
if they
game.
Release Marvel or Villain Alliance this year, you'll buy it.
Yeah.
It'll be the same game.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I won't.
And yeah, you will.
Don't lie.
How much fun we've had on playing online, so you can just get excluded.
Dude, I'm all about some co-op. Yeah. I'm dying to play through that co-op chapter. And he's got it.
We're going to be on.
GameStop's got it, so we got to get on there. Do you know you can play 16 people this time?
Yeah.
16 people through the co-op missions.
The only thing I don't like, though, is when you're playing co-op missions online, it's still timed to an hour.
They won't let you put it any higher than an hour?
I don't like being rushed through missions.
Damn.
And every time you, like, you set the map to rotate, you still go back to the lobby.
That's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So, I guess in case you want to change your weapon layout or something.
Well, you can change it
every time you spawn.
Yeah.
Just like in the first one.
But I guess, they only give you so much time to do that before
the game. You could change that. Like, up to where, I think the highest you can go is 60 seconds.
All I know
that's
is
all
that,
you need.
Did you download the map? You get a free
map. It wouldn't let me.
Really?
Because the Ubisoft server wasn't up or something.
That's what everybody says, and like the first night I got it, I came home and I clicked the little thing, filled out the form, and bam, it was there.
I'll have to go home and try it again.
Yeah, because it's the map from the first one. It's nowhere.
Really?
Which is like the dusty village with like the shacks and stuff. You're climbing up the mountain. It's that one.
Why wouldn't they just be, automatically in if you have a...
Hell, I don't know. I don't know. There's apparently a special weapon you get or headgear you get if you have a Rainbow Six save, too. So,
well, how do I get that?
You have to go and... I don't know. I don't have the details. I'll have to look them up because I haven't played online yet. But I was just looking at the options online. It's ridiculous. I mean, you can customize, everything. Like, how many bullets you want? 13? You get 13 bullets.
That's all you get for the entire
So you can make any kind of game you want. If you just want to run around with pistols and one bullet, you can do that. I mean,
I got them. I don't know what I'm going to sell to.
Gave you more options for the online play. That's
God, the online is so robust. It's awesome.
I have to try it.
Yes, we need to play. I'm dying to play.
Well, oh, yeah.
I know you're on vacation, so...
That's right. But, okay. You know, I almost...
I want to play one more. God of War. I'm going to get it when I leave here tonight.
Yeah, I got it. I'm planning on playing it some tonight, too, myself. Because I only got about an hour with it yesterday. I guess I'll segue right into what I've been playing. I almost wrote this shit down. Because I lost track of everything I was playing. It's ridiculous.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's see. It's been 2 weeks since we've been on here, so I played SSX Blur, or as I like to call it, SSX Bleh.
Yeah, I heard it was disappointing.
Bleh.
The motion controls are just awful. I'm sitting here trying to do a twist, and he's doing a backflip. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Are you serious? So I'm not digging that. And once again, my Wii goes back into hibernation. On the 360, I've been playing Alien Hominid, which is fucking awesome.
I still have to download that.
Awesome. Hard as shit.
Where's
awesome.
That co-op?
No, it was on PS2.
Yeah, I know.
Hard.
It's just fucking hard.
Yeah, but it's a good game.
I'm playing Worms, which you have to be a fan, but it's classic 2D Worms.
I want to play that,
it's
too.
It's awesome. Let's see, what else am I playing? I'm just going through my arcade games first. Been playing Ninja Turtles. Already got 7 of the 12 achievements in one sitting.
Nice.
Game just came out, too, folks.
Yeah, game just came out today. So 7 of the 12 in one sitting. Had a lot of help from my girlfriend, though. She killed the enemy while I stood there and didn't take any damage. So that's how I get the achievement,
Go forth.
Go forth. Sally forth. All right, let's see. 360 stuff, what have I been playing? The Armored Core demo, which is really sweet. If you're a fan, you have to be a fan, though. That's the thing. EGM, I know. But seriously, and they'll tell you in the review, I like Milkman's opinion, it's seriously if you're a fan. If you're a fan, you will love it because it still has the massive customization. I mean, you can build just about anything. Graphics, not so much. It's kind of ugly. But other than that, it's really good. I'm playing God of War 2, which is the bomb shit. Oh, man. I only played for an hour. I got past the Colossus battle and then fought Zeus, and I won't go any further.
God,
man. Did I get a spoiler alert?
You should have, but that's fine.
But honestly, did you not know?
I didn't until I played it. I was like, oh,
Yeah, you know, it's Zeus. You know, come on. I can sit here and name off every Greek god, and you're probably going to fight him. Is that
in this game, I think you will, because like, they actually like go from everything in,
that's
in
what
Greek
I'm
mythology.
Saying. You know, Cyclops. I mean, it's all going to be there.
Yeah.
So you know, I didn't spoil too much. It's only like 30 minutes into
I'm
the game.
I'm just messing with you.
You know what I'm saying. I'm trying to think what other 360 stuff. I mean, we talked about Ghost Bullet Recon. Witch. I played that. I did play through Bullet Witch. You can read my review. Oh, you know, fucking, I just thought about that. You know how many games? I reviewed 8 games in the past 5 days.
You the man. You still waiting
I'm
on my one.
I'm sweating. I'm still bad. Waiting on your Def Jam review. But anyway, I played through Bullet Witch. You can read the last paragraph of my review is perfect. If you like generic Japanese action games that have absolutely no remorse for good game design, and you're going to be frustrated and cursing at it every 5 minutes because of stupid design choices,
nice.
You will enjoy it.
Nice.
And the downloadable content that is coming really makes that game worth $50 because it's like 20 extra missions, like 5 extra costumes. So there's a ton of shit that's
coming.
It's
only 50?
It's only $49.99.
I don't know that.
I mean, it's not. I won't tell you to go out and buy it because it's not worth going out and buying unless you're a fan of that. Other than that, don't touch it.
Well, I signed up for Gamefly.
MLB 2K7 for 360. I played that. I like it. I'm not a fan of baseball games, but I am having a good time with
it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? I mean, it's...
Well, you only played the demo, though.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I'm sure I can change the options, but when I can't see the ball and where I'm running to, like...
The fielding
the ball,
is still fucked up.
Well,
it's... The fielding.
I would think the ball would be hit to, like, you know, if you're in the left field, it would be hit to the right of the player, and I'd be running that way, and it'd be actually hit the other way.
Yeah.
So he would get a triple.
The fielding, even once you have the game, takes a while to get accustomed to, but it's... As far as an overall package, I mean, it's just... There's so much to do in that game. I mean, it's really good. I enjoyed it.
Do you use the swing stick?
No, hell no. I hate that thing. And, you know, on the PS3, I did not use the stupid...
The waggle.
You swing with the controller.
You?
The
nice.
Motion controller.
That's got to be awkward.
Yeah, that's... No, that I turned that off. I'm like, classic swing, press X, let's direct the ball, you know. Okay, also played MotorStorm.
I hear it's pretty.
It's an extremely excellent game.
But
the lack of single player options makes it hurt. Only being able to play through the standard single player career mode, you can't do a time trial, you can't do a single lap, you can't do a free roam, you can't do shit. Now granted, I mentioned this in my review, they promised this in downloadable content. So in the future, you'll be able to get it, but it should ship with the game.
Right, because it was delayed how long?
It's been delayed. It was supposed to be launched.
See?
So it's 4 months
There's
late.
There's no excuse for it.
There's not. And, I mean, honestly, how hard is it to give me a time trial?
I wouldn't imagine very hard.
See, or a free roam?
Yeah.
Can I just jump in the track and drive? Seriously, I mean, it's just, that hurts it.
Did you play it online?
Yeah, I actually did play it online. Lag completely free.
That's nice.
Absolutely zero lag.
How many people were playing?
Nice.
16.
Is it up to 16?
Yeah, or no, is it 8 or 16? Whatever it was, the room was full, and there was zero lag. Nobody was lagging. It does support voice, but as I learned, you have to set up your headset.
You have to set it up.
You have to
up.
Physically go into the dashboard, the cross-media bar, and tell it you have a headset.
That's pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Homo.
I was thinking non-intuitive.
I mean, seriously, I got on the first time I got online, I didn't even think about it. I plugged in my USB headset. I'm like, yeah. PlayStation 3 cell processor should be able to recognize. I just plugged in a fucking headset. I'm online, people coming through my TV talking. I'm like, hello, hello, tapping on the headset. Hello, hello, hello. Nobody can hear me. So I go back to the cross media bar and I'm like, headset options. I push the button and poof, I can hear myself
lame.
In the headset. I'm like, wow, that's
kind of
retarded.
The PS2 can recognize it.
I know the PS2 did it. Why can't the PS3?
Oh my God. You have to do that every time, then?
I don't think you have to do it every time. You just have to set it up once. So, but it's still... And when I played Resistance Online, I never plugged that set in. So.
Well, you probably get the, you know, the baby shit talkers anyway.
Exactly.
The Halo people.
I just pounce you.
Right.
I just pounce you. Now everybody go over here and guard this base while I go jerk off. And
you're like, pistol smack, and keep running.
And one last thing I'm going to mention that I played this week is I downloaded the Tekken 5 Dark Resurrection. And for $19.99, I gotta say, it's not bad.
Is it the one that was on PSP?
It's the PSP one, but it's been upgraded to the PS3 with 1080p and a couple extra things. So for $19.99, okay, I'm gonna bitch about this. It's gonna be a ramble. I understand that people are happy that the PlayStation Store does dollars, but they charge fucking tax.
Nice.
So I got on there, and I was like, you know, I was using my girlfriend's credit card, and I get in there, and I'm like, $19.99. Ching, check out. $21.39. I'm like, are you serious? Did you fucking charge me tax?
Wow.
Tax?
I hate you.
for a microtransaction.
It's microtransaction tax.
Yeah, didn't that bill pass? Like, weren't they talking about tax and stuff like that? You get all lied
out? That's in the office. You know what I'm saying? Bill Gates and George W. We're going to tax people for downloading shit.
Well, they're going to get their money somehow because they're not charging for online fees. So.
This is true, and I can imagine the downloadable content for MotorStorm, it better be free. That's all I'm saying right now.
Well, if it's not, it's...
I ain't buying it. That's my stance. I ain't buying it. But anyway, that, I think that pretty much covers everything I've been playing this week. I did I'm so tired of writing reviews right now.
Taking a break. Well, actually, I guess you have a break because like, there's really nothing else coming out.
I mean, but next week I'm hammered again.
Are you? What's next week?
Tetris Evolution, Armored Core 4, Virtua Tennis 3, Earth Defense Force 2017, and what's the fifth one? Oh, snap. My brain's going out of proportion here. What the fuck is the other one? Ninja Turtles.
I heard that's not co-op, which is kind of disappointing.
But it's built that way.
Yeah.
The game is built that way because the game is built to be a single-player experience where you switch between turtles like the original.
I don't like that.
So I've heard that people played it, liked it, but you have to be a fan of that.
I played the demo on the PC, and it was good. Very Prince of Persia.
That's what they say. It's very Prince of Persia. It's made by the same team.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I mean, that's
one of the reasons to get excited
about
it.
But it was still fun. Like, I'm going to pick that up next week.
All right, so that wraps up our What You've Been Playing segment. So without further ado, I'm doing DJ Scratch.
You going to start breaking apart?
I'm about to start breakdancing. I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm about to step into the news. So let's get this party started, right? List for you today.
Here is the news.
I like that. We should write a song with you in it.
Dude, that was, I was just doing my little rendition of a Electric Light Orchestra song called Here Is the News.
Sweet nectar. Anyway, we're going to start off with Xbox 360 as we do every week because that is where the plethora of news is coming from. The Shivering Isles expansion has been officially dated and priced. March 29th, so in just a couple weeks, for 2,400 Microsoft points, which comes out to $29.99, which is how much the expansion is going to be anyway. So, not a bad deal, I don't think. No size specification on it yet. So.
Does it have achievements?
Yes, they are adding the extra 250 points.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Next up, Fable presentation at Game Developers Conference. You can obtain STDs and a pet dog.
Wow.
Everything I read
has
about
been done
the,
in a video game.
Wait a minute. I read
STDs.
About the dog.
You
really?
Read about the STDs?
You get an STD? No.
Well, yeah.
What?
Yeah. Your wife can take half, too, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, when she leaves you.
No, I did read that. Wow. Yeah.
They
can
take
half.
Oh,
so basically,
my God.
Eventually when you get the game, you'll be able to get one disease, because we're going to based off Peter Molyneux's promises and delivers. You'll be able to get one disease, it'll be herpes, because it'll stick with you forever. And you'll be able to get a dog, but it'll be stuffed.
Oh.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I just said something bad about Pete.
He showed a video. And
he did show it, and it looked good.
Yes, it did.
It looked good. I ain't going to lie. But
it did.
You know, what did he promise with Fable?
The same stuff that's supposed to be in Fable 2.
See, people get me wrong about this. I thought Fable was the bomb. I loved the game.
I did too.
I loved it.
It was good.
But it really, I was like, this is so cool if he would have done that.
Yes, if you could have had the kids and you could have actually, you know, bought more than just the houses and stores and stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
but
I had
it
fun
was still good.
Chickens.
Oh, dude, I had fun like robbing people, stealing their stores, and then taking them over.
See, I always got caught. I couldn't steal to save my life. And I was evil as piss. Like, I had horns and red smoke coming under my feet.
Going around your
Yes.
head.
People would see me and run and scream.
It was funny because I got the flies and the horns just by that one escort mission I was supposed to do, and I just kept shooting the guards as they come down the walkway
nice.
With the bow and arrows.
Nice.
It just kept growing as I was standing there. I'm like, Luke, I'm getting horny. Anyway, next piece up on 6 million Xbox Live users now.
Awesome.
Six million.
That's awesome.
Worldwide Xbox Live users.
So that means 2 million more and it'll equal World of Warcraft.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 more and it will equal World of Warcraft, which is a feat.
Yeah.
That's insane. Because, that's $50 a year times 6 million people.
as a...
Well, you know what might push that over the edge?
Halo 3? Well, Halo 3 is going to kill people. Mm-hmm. When they deliver it to the store, people just drop dead. They're like, oh my God! It'd be like when Elvis walked out.
I'll be quitting work for that period of time.
All right, next up, the 512 memory card was announced, and the Xbox Live Arcade games were up to 150 megs. That is now the limit. So
that will be nice.
That should bring some cooler games, but now the memory card, I think, is $39.99 or $49.99 for 512 megs.
Yeah. They're dropping the price on the...
The 64 meg.
It's like $29.99, I think.
Yeah. I can see that. 512 memory card for $50. That's the same price you'd pay for a Duo stick anyway.
And the thing is, because they tripled the memory cap up to 150 megabytes, I'm wanting to see some late 80s, early 90s arcade games now.
Well, I'm sure they're going to do it. I mean, Castlevania is the first game to break the limit.
Yeah, and the new Ninja Turtles game was made back in 89.
I'd like to see the X-Men.
Yes. We were talking about that this morning.
X-Men.
Give me the Simpsons game, too.
Yes. And Simpsons.
The Simpsons arcade
Marge
game.
With the vacuum cleaner.
I'll also be there.
They're all made by Konami. Yeah. So,
of course, you know what I really want, and Rare, if you listen to this podcast, Killer Instinct, please.
Yeah, we all want Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct.
They better.
They'll do
Killer Instinct. Did you see they announced their first game, which segues me into my next piece of news? Rare's first Xbox Live arcade game, Jetpack Refueled.
And that game looks sweet.
That looks fucking awesome. You need to go watch the video and screenshots I posted on the website, because that game looks awesome.
I've seen pictures, but I haven't seen video. Awesome.
Alright, moving on. Did anybody listen to the EGM Live this week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, did you like the Dennis Dyack interview?
Dude, I am so forward to looking... I'm so looking forward to playing Too Human.
I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what he said, because I don't think that you should not preview games.
If
this game was in that state, that's fine. Because I played Eternal Darkness at E3 in 99, and yes, it looked like shit.
If I may interrupt, for those of us that did not hear, can you explain to us what you're talking about?
Because sure.
I didn't hear.
Basically, when EGM previewed Too Human back at E3 last year, mm-hmm. they gave it a terrible rating.
Right.
Said it was awful.
Right.
Well, he confronted them in this week's podcast about that.
Oh, man.
I mean, and it was a gem. It's the first time I've ever seen a journalist and a game developer actually go toe-to-toe, and it was good. I mean, they were both brutally honest.
It was really heated.
It was a really good conversation. If you haven't listened to it, go over to 1UP.com and download it, because it is just... I mean, that interview, I mean, I was enthralled. I mean, it goes on for like an hour and a half. And I'm just sitting there just, damn, this is good. And yes, it does make me want to play Too Human. Something fierce.
It makes me want to just see, you know, just something about Too Human.
Because they haven't shown it since E3.
Yes, it's almost like he's creating his own hype. through that whole podcast, I went from curious to almost obsessive. In terms of thinking about Too Human, I'm thinking like, oh, it could be like God of War 2 on 360, but in the future.
In the Norse mythology as
well
as the Greek mythology.
And well, I'm just like...
I cared about it at first, and then I didn't care after E3, because like, they just ripped it to shreds.
And that's why he's upset about it. He's not upset that the game looked like shit at that point. It's the fact that so many people are going to give up on it because of that preview.
Well, I mean, I would be more than happy to jump back on there if they show me something.
He's getting to the point where he wants to show it, and the reason he hasn't is because it hasn't been to a level where he wants people to see it.
Right,
and he basically stated that Too Human was the game they've been thinking about since before they made Legacy of Kain Blood Omen.
Wow.
It's been in their minds and in development for 10 years.
Wow.
So, he's like, this is the game we've always wanted to make. If that's the game they've always wanted to make, and in between they did, you know, Blood Omen and, you know, Eternal Darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Metal Gear the Twin Snakes.
Metal Gear the Twin Snakes. I mean, seriously. And, oh, shit. Pre-order now.
Right.
I'm there. Anyway, moving on. Here's one that'll make Mr. Khan happy, but Project Silphid is officially coming to the U.S.
Awesome.
Sweet.
July 15th for $39.99.
Awesome.
So it will be a budget title. So more Japanese games filtering their way over to the States.
I'm happy about that.
Do you like shooters?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go.
Yes, I'm happy as
But it
well.
Is Squaresoft.
But it's Squaresoft. I've never played the first one.
It's a Squaresoft.
They don't make it an RPG
but they shooter. Made Einhander.
That's Sure.
I'm there.
Touche.
Thank
our
you.
Friend.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, what about Ikaruga? Wasn't that rumbling to be on the arcade?
It's actually on the developer site, like where the reviewers get to go on Xbox Live. It's on there. People can play it, but it doesn't work, apparently. They're still testing it and all that stuff. And I believe Killer Wolverine had a piece of news he wanted to bring up.
Oh, right.
We have a couple of things from the rumor mill this month, courtesy of Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Oh, let's see. Worth mentioning is Capcom is releasing the platinum hit of Dead Rising. And it's going to be co-op online.
Co-op online.
It's pretty exciting stuff.
Sweet.
But what if I don't own the game? What if I already own the game?
You can download it.
For a price.
For a price.
Yes, just like the maps from Perfect Dark.
It's worth a price.
It is.
Play this game online? Are you serious?
Co-op? Oh, dude, I'm so there. I'm so fucking
there. Now, many of you are probably saying, oh, it should have been out of the box. Well, it's still a good game. It's going to be a better game now it is online. And
yeah.
I'm willing to pay the price.
You'll be able to pick it up for $29.99 if you don't own it with this feature, or probably for 400 Microsoft points, $5.
And
you can
even
download
know
it.
That that's in the rumor mill, like that whoever
yeah,
does
rumors,
their rumors,
that,
like,
that guy,
really,
he knows
really
what's going
on. Yeah, so if it's there, it's like 99% true. Like
the quarter man is the bomb,
man,
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And the other one for the 360 is Gears of War downloadable content. Apparently is this month with the achievements. New maps, multiplayer modes.
Yeah, they're going to make the achievements no longer just in ranked
yes.
matches, but in player matches. So now we can team matchmake with your friends and still get the achievements.
Yep. That's awesome.
So that will make me get back on and play some Gears of War now.
Which I thought we were supposed to do a
long
time ago.
I really
fine.
Want to, but I mean, 8 reviews in 5 days.
I got to.
Thank you.
I understand.
Thank you.
I understand.
All right. And then I believe Mr. Chaos had some news he wanted to deliver, too. See, I'm running down to the end
I see.
Of 360 here, and I'm getting ready to do the Marketplace wrap-up, so I'm bringing out all the rest of the news.
Well, this is from the inbox. This actually is not a rumor, but it's from the inbox from the Xbox magazine.
OXM? You mean they actually had something that was worth mentioning?
Yes, sir.
Oh!
Wow.
I'm sorry.
In your face,
OXM. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, the demo disc is pointless anymore.
It is. Yeah. The universe thing. I was messing with that. And I'm like,
this is stupid.
I don't know what this is.
This
yeah.
is Sim Shitty?
Yes. Exactly. But downloadable content for the 360 version of Marvel Ultimate Alliance. They are going to put, it's slated for release in April or spring, the Heroes and Villains character pack. It's going to add 4 superheroes and 4 supervillains.
All playable.
All to be announced, yes, all playable to the already 25 playable characters they have. And each character is going to have unique powers, movesets, animations, and abilities.
Mooseheads.
Huh?
Would you say moose heads?
Move.
I thought
sets.
He said sets of boobs. Boob sets.
Boob sets.
Oh, I'd
kind of
like that.
Yeah. Anyhow, and you'll be able to build new teams to the already teams that you've already created and all that.
Which
other
I
stuff.
Really haven't messed with.
Any word
game.
Of achievements?
No. No word of achievements.
Because I can
still
add 250 points.
No word of achievements.
Which
they
I don't
could.
Even think I have 250
you know,
points in Marvel Ultimate Alliance, which is kind of sad.
We can make the listeners do some homework.
Make them do homework?
Yeah.
Don't nobody like homework.
Well,
what kind
it's
of
a
homework?
Fun kind of homework. Who would you like to see in those kinds?
That's
of?
Yeah.
That's
if you
true.
Have any ideas of who you'd want to see, send it our way, and we will forward it on to Activision and let them know what you want. Although they've probably already got it.
Yeah,
probably.
Since it's on
but
its way, but still.
I really hope.
Yeah,
no,
we could send it off and
heard.
Let them know what our readers think.
Yeah,
so
really
send it on in to questions@ztgamedomain.com, and we'll send it on into our friends at Activision. Anyway, we're going into the Xbox Live Marketplace. And since we've been out for 2 weeks, we have 3 new arcade games. Yippee skippy, la la la.
Woo-hoo!
Today we have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is the worst, I mean, on my gamer card, it's the worst name ever. TMNT 1989 arcade game. I have the word 1989 on my 360 gamer card now.
Well, not the word, but the number.
It's a word to me.
Well, I mean, that could be because they're going to add, you know, like,
TMNT.
Exactly. Well, definitely for that to differentiate
but,
the two. But
you know what's
maybe,
funny is the picture, the little picture for the game,
looks exact,
is cooler than the one for the actual Ninja Turtles game.
Yeah.
So that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But that's the new one. 400 points.
I missed that theme song, just for the record.
Ninja Turtles. Good stuff.
All right. Last week we got Worms, and that's why we weren't on the podcast. But. I'll be here all week. But it was 800 points, and you should go buy that. That's an awesome game. And the week before that, we had Alien Hominid, which was the bomb, too.
Yes.
I mean, Live Arcade's just turning into the bomb.
It is.
So So maybe sometime this month you'll get Castlevania.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I was promised for February, and I'm noticing we're in March.
Yeah, I know. What are you going to do?
Hey, Professor, you know how you say that Castlevania is your... The Symphony of the Night is your favorite video game of all time? It's my second favorite video game of all time. My first is Super Metroid on the Super Nintendo.
He just felt compelled to tell you that today.
Nice. Which is, it's interesting since they call that Castlevania game...
The Super Metroid Castlevania.
Yeah, they liken the two. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to the Symphony of the Night as well.
All right. La 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 la. Marketplace. We're going to go down the rest of the shit. Demos. We had Viva Pinata, finally a demo.
Finally.
So people can actually play it. Don't make that motion.
Whatever. That game was
good. That game was the bomb.
That game was good.
Alright, we also had UEFA Championship.
I don't know what that is.
Soccer. Soccer kids!
I don't know what it means, but it's soccer.
Okay.
It's some kind of universal enigma fucking asshole championship.
Exactly.
Wow. I don't know what it is.
What really God.
Exactly. Somebody's like, how dare you talk about soccer? Like,
there was a Winning 11 demo, which Winning 11 is really good if you like soccer.
Girl.
And Star Trek Legacy multiplayer and single player demo. So
same thing with multiplayer.
Grawl. But I think that was the last time we were on.
No, the multiplayer.
Oh, the multiplayer one's been since we've been on? Yeah. Okay, well, you can go check it out. And it is a co-op and an adversarial mission. So, pretty cute. This week in content, the Lost Planet map pack came out with two new maps. Island 109 or something like that in the radar. Which, for 400 points for two maps. Test Drive Unlimited got Racer's Guild pack number 2, which contains some new cars for 350 points. The Cadillac CTS-V, which is free, but you still got to buy it in the game, which is hilarious.
Nice.
You download it for free, but then you still got to go pay for it with in-game money.
Nice.
So, you know, whatever. And then the Hardcore mode, which is for, like, people who have mastered the game. There's a new mode for 160 points. Themes and Picture Packs, Armored Core 4. Both themes and picture packs. The Metal Battalion Maidens.
Yeah, I was looking at...
It's like 8 pictures of some like anime chicks made by the Team DZN dudes.
Oh, I'm all there, man.
I know. A free set of Disturbia picture pack and theme.
Oh, thank God I was waiting for those.
I did too. And NBA Street home court themes and picture packs.
Oh,
and
good.
And you forgot one important one.
Which one?
Aquaman Pilot.
The Aquaman pilot is now up on Video Marketplace.
I know, everyone's jumping for joy. They're going to download it right
now.
Shit,
they're downloading it right now while they're listening to this podcast. They're like, click.
What a fucking joke.
Dude, it's Aquaman.
It's Aquaman.
Exactly, it's fucking Aquaman.
I know, man.
Okay. Gives a rat's ass.
Okay, but it's a dude from Smallville, so thumbs up.
Anyway. Who doesn't play Aquaman on Smallville?
Moving on to trailers. We had the Madden Bowl.
Really?
I was waiting on Crickets chirping.
Yeah.
Armored Core 4 trailer.
I didn't even know they still did
Crackdown
that.
TV spot and a trailer for Def Jam Icon. If you cared. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, that's right.
Slow month.
Moving on. Yeah, it has been a slow month, but arcade's been booming, so it's fine.
Moving on up.
There you go.
Yeah.
PS3 news. We already talked about Tekken 5. It is out. $19.95. Plus tax. We'll talk about Home and Little Big Planet later. Those were the big announcements out of GDC. And here's the big one, and this is one of my favorites. This is awesome. The European backwards compatibility for the PS3.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah.
They have completely stripped out the Emotion Engine in the PlayStation 3, so now it's software-based, just like the 360. So they will have to release updates for games to work on the system. Which, if you go back and read Ken Kutaragi's statement about backward compatibility, he said, and I quote, I'm not going to quote because I don't know the exact quote, but he said that using software to emulate was a bad idea and that they would never do it.
Liar, liar, pants of fire.
But all future hardware will be this way, too.
But that's just the European.
Yeah, but all future hardware is going this route.
Really?
They're taking it out to make the system cheaper to build.
Yeah, I thought I read that. It's like
cheaper.
All, like, so even here.
But it's starting now. But the Europeans will never get it.
See, that's not
cheaper
fair.
Is the system going
to
be then?
It's not going to be cheaper to
us. It's cheaper to make.
Cheaper to make for them.
Yeah.
Cheaper
so they make
to
more
make
money
them.
Off
so
each one that they
they've
sell.
They've lost how much so far?
They're planning to lose, I think, a billion. Like, $1.7 billion this year on the PlayStation 3.
So this is actually going to help them by, what,
$1.65 billion
now? $1.69 billion.
$1.69 billion.
Way to go,
yes.
Sonny. Way to
yes. Ken gets a new car for that, man.
I do.
Ken Kutaragi.
Ken that Kutaragi, and I want one.
Yeah,
fuck Kutaragi.
Your freaking
yeah.
Car.
Ring, ring, it'll ring, be a car.
And a phone.
Get this. It'll be a car that says, "Wins Mesa."
When he opens the door.
Can he play it on the PSP to use his PSP as a rearview mirror? There's a giant crab coming. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think we pulled a little too much on.
So, yet again, Sony.
So, Sony fucks the consumer again. So.
Good job, Sony.
It's like they take one step forward and then, like, two steps back.
And more like 13.
Yeah, I was like, one step forward, 95 billion steps back.
A leap around the planet back.
Moving on.
Yes, thank you.
The Wii only has Virtual Console this week. So, we're going to talk about that. Tecmo Bowl, finally. Although,
sweet.
This version
is
a waste.
Oh.
Because they stripped out every player name and every player team.
That's what they did for the one that they put on, what game was that?
The collection or whatever?
Yeah.
The Xbox
Tecmo collection. Like, it didn't
have
any names or anything.
There are no player names, no player teams. There's a black bar covering them.
Curse you, EA.
So, 500 points for, we won't even call it Tecmo Bowl, we'll just call it Bowl.
Yeah.
Bowl.
Anyway, Sonic Spinball for 800 points.
Oh, good.
I guess. You know, I thought, at first I got excited because I saw this one. I go, oh, shit, Double Dragon. No, it's Double Dungeons.
Oh.
For 600 points.
Jesus. You almost made me get out my Wii.
He'll be here all day. No. But what did it matter? Double Dragon's coming to 360 Live Arcade with upgraded graphics, co-op online, and achievements.
When?
Double Dragon.
Double freaking Dragon.
It's got to be next week.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I got screenshots of it on my
site. To Double Dragon. Like, the other day, I was, like, walking through projection. I worked at a movie theater. I was like, humming. I was like, wow, why am I humming this?
Exactly. I should be on the fucking Star Search. Anyway,
Ed McMahon.
Shh, he's dead.
Oh.
All right, the last
rest
piece of
peace.
News.
I didn't know that.
Made me cry.
I feel bad.
Star Wars: Force Unleashed was delayed until 2008.
Oh.
Yeah. I actually sobbed for hours.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was coming in November. I'd like dance when I read. They're like, yes.
But you know what? I'll be cheering in November when I'm playing, I don't know, Grand Theft Auto 4, Halo 3, fucking, you know, all this shit. I'm like,
that's
my
true.
Wallet's crying.
Yeah.
Now my wallet's going, February, I love you. But it might be a blessing because it'll come out when there's nothing else out,
right?
And it'll just blow people away.
Yeah.
So that is all of our news. So now before we take our break, we're going to go into new releases for this week. Wish it was slow. One big title.
Yeah.
First up, for the Xbox 360, there was Call of Duty 3, the Gold Edition.
Already?
Yeah, that's what I said, already.
With the new maps and stuff. I don't know.
Can't you download all that stuff?
Yeah, but you pay for it.
Oh.
You do pay for that. It's premium downloadable
content. Is it $60?
You know, I was at Best Buy today, and I saw it, and I can't remember if it was $59 or $69. I really can't. I can't remember.
Call of Duty 3 is
still $59.
Still 60?
Yeah, it's still 60.
It's got to be 70.
It's got to be 70. I'm pretty sure it was 70. For the PS3, College Hoops 2K7, which you really couldn't have picked a better time to release that.
Indeed.
It is March Madness.
It is.
So that was pretty sly right there. So, Tiger Woods came out for the Wii.
I actually want to play that.
Which I've heard is really good.
Yeah.
I heard it works really well with the Wiimote, but I haven't played it personally.
Tiger Woods playing it.
With his Wii?
Yeah.
The jokes, it's been 5 months.
I know,
and
they're
still
there. Still going.
All right, and here's the big one for the week. God of War 2 for the PS2.
Oh, snap.
Snap, yes. Call of Duty Roads to Victory for the PSP. And then once again, the mediocre game machine, the DS, pumps out 3 more this week. Mind Quiz, Your Brain Coach.
Wow.
That's the name of the game.
They really want to make people smarter with that.
Yeah,
a lot of
DS.
Brain games.
Why not? The brain games work. You know?
Herbie Rescue Rally.
Herbie.
Oh,
Herbie.
I'm going
Herbie.
To buy that tonight.
Herbie Rescue Rally.
Yeah.
And then Spectrobes.
I heard that was pretty decent.
It sounds like an anal exam.
Spectrobes.
Oh, look at your... Put the Spectrobe in there.
Put the Spectrobe in. I need to take a look at Uranus. But, oh, God, it's horrible. Anyway, that's all of our news and new releases. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Little Big Planet and Sony's recently announced home system for the PlayStation 3. So don't go anywhere, and Mr. Khan, take me out. We'll be right back. All right, we're back, and we've been doing a little research. We're going to talk about Sony's big announcement at GDC, which is Home, the new Second Life, I mean virtual world that you can download to the Cross Media Bar, and, of course, Little Big Planet.
Let's talk about Home first and how original it is.
Home? Home is basically a virtual world where you can create your own avatar.
If you play Test Drive, it's the exact same fucking thing.
Well, it's like The Sims.
Whatever.
Except you can go around and...
Test Drive. It has the music of Test Drive. It's Test Drive Unlimited.
It has the music of Test Drive Unlimited.
It does.
Because
it
Test Drive stole elevator music.
Yes.
Well, and like I said before when we were doing the research, it was cool when Second Life did it. And when Phantasy Star did it. It's not cool. That's... People have become accustomed to ease and stuff that Xbox Live gives you, which is essentially what Home is. You know, it's easier just to click on Xbox Live Arcade and pick my game. Now I got to walk my avatar to the arcade and find my virtual quarter and put it in a machine.
But you don't have to do this. This is just an optional thing. And it's free.
All right, well, and it's free.
Yeah,
Still, I don't know.
I mean, I kind of like some of the ideas, like having the theater in your house where you can bring people over and watch your trailers. But that also opens the door to some really bad people's apartments.
Yeah.
Because you got John Holmes' apartment where he's showing 24-hour porn. Because they can't tell
right.
what's on your hard drive.
Right.
Like, come over to my house. This is the XXX room.
It's that little kid gets in there and he's like, what is that?
It's the pimp house.
This is the pimp house, like sitting on my virtual couch.
Yeah. Wow.
And like Gambus mentioned when he was watching the footage is about how much they're going to charge for like a leather sofa.
Yeah.
Because you know in The Sims that shit's expensive.
Yes it is.
In simoleons.
And now is it real money that we have to pay
I
to
don't
pimp
know.
That stuff out?
Downloadable microtransactions.
See? That's no. People pimp out your real places, not your micro.
Your micro places.
Yeah.
These people got this pimped out little micro place and they live in a one room shack. Like, but look at this.
Yeah, I'm wondering if like the free version of Home, if it just gives you like a little room, a little itty bitty room, and it's like, oh, you have to pay like $10 to get the condo and then you have to pay another
right.
$5 for
so
a leather couch
and I don't know
in
if
the
this
game.
Is announced or not, but is it just initially free and you can have all that stuff that you can buy, or is it like different levels? Like he said, when it's free, you get like a little room. If you upgrade, you get the house. If you upgrade again, you get the mansion and you can build a store and
well,
stuff
I'm
like
sure,
that.
Well, I'm sure that they haven't released all the details about it yet, and I'm sure eventually there's no way in hell they're going to do all this for free.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way.
No.
I do like the trophy room. Even though it blatantly rips off achievements.
Yes, it does.
I mean, but I like it. Because I can walk in my little virtual self and be like, look at this motherfucking trophy I got for killing 10,000 people in Warhawk. You know? Think about how cool that is when you walk into somebody's room and instead of seeing a little picture with
right.
a 10,000 number on it,
right.
you see, like, this big-ass trophy. Like,
that's somebody with a gun and a dead
it'd
body.
Be like a redneck
like,
with the deer's head hanging on his wall.
Right.
That's me, and I'm going to have that in virtual
that's,
world.
I guess that's kind of cool.
I mean, being a PlayStation 3 owner, I will enjoy it for free. I would not pay for this.
So we'll go into your house and it's just be empty.
Like, there'd be nothing in there.
Where are we going to sit?
You sit on the floor. This is where you always sit. You sit on the floor.
Here's the thing that I really like about Home. The thing is, I love the Xbox Live Marketplace, but here's the thing that I think Home has over the Marketplace is when you go out into the open environment, you can actually see all kinds of characters.
Like a lobby system.
Yeah, like a lobby system. You go over, and you could, and I'm sure that most of the people be kind of a hint of, like, what they kind of are in real life. Well, maybe not. But.
Maybe they'll steal gamer zones, too, and...
right.
You have the underground lobby, you have
right.
the pro lobby.
But I think that's cool in itself. Like, even if you
yeah.
didn't see everybody, because I think that that's one of the, I guess, bad things about Live, is because it doesn't have, like, a chat room system. Like, you can only talk to people that's
that
on
are
your
in
friends
the game.
List. Right,
yeah.
or that's in the game, and you can only talk to one person at a time. Why
yeah,
can't you talk to a whole bunch of different people
but
at
how
time,
much of that is
chat.
Good and bad, though? Because
it
every
be,
single
it,
person that... can talk to you, do you want them to talk to
this
you?
This is true.
That's another thing
that's
that
true.
You
it's
question.
A double-edged sword.
I mean, it's cool to have the lobby system. You don't have to go into it.
Right.
It's nice for it to be there, and personally, I probably will never step foot in it, but, you know, I think it's got some cool ideas. I think that if they charge for anything, which they're going to,
yeah.
it's those aren't going to do well. But for the general part of it, I mean, it's for free. Fuck it.
We'll see.
I mean, another thing is, how many people could you have in your room at one time? I mean, if you got a small room, it might be like, limit three people. You know what I'm saying? But if you get the mansion,
you can invite four or five, six friends into the room.
Well, from what they show on that video, like, outside in the open, like, it's like a freaking, like, community park. Like, everybody's out there, got people breakdancing.
There ain't even that many people on the PlayStation Network.
No. It's not. Like, where did most of those people come from?
And the thing
from
is,
Xbox Live, they've been imported.
Right.
Here's another thing. You know, some people use Xbox Live Arcade. Not myself, but some people use it to maybe meet chicks or something. And here's the thing. You hardly ever see chicks on Xbox Live Arcade. It's going to be even a lower number on home. Because, I mean, seriously, what female is going to pay $600 for a video game system?
I mean, you're not going to, yeah, there's not going to be, but the potential of what he's talking about is there. You could create, like, a virtual dating room inside of home.
Yeah,
you
know? But but the ratio is going
to
be, like,
matchmaker.
10,000 men for every, like, three girls that's in there.
Girls,
you know?
Ain't coming
around. Where are the chicks at? They haven't arrived. I'm out of here.
It's not called matchmaker. It's called sausage party.
Right.
Exactly.
But, yeah, it leaves a lot of things open to bad things. But there's a lot of good ideas. And if they deliver it, it'll give the PlayStation Network something that it needs.
I think it's if they deliver it.
I mean, if they can give me the option to do what they're talking about, how, like say you guys came onto the PlayStation Network, we all go into my little crib or whatever, and then we're like, hey, let's play MotorStorm. You know, pop right into it. That's
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool, because unlike Xbox Live, you can only chat with one other person.
Right.
Now, if this is voice with, like, five people in the room,
yeah,
I can dig that.
That's awesome.
I mean, I can dig that.
It said that it'd be voice via Bluetooth headsets.
Now, see, they're going to make you go out and buy a $90 headset.
And, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Because Bluetooth headsets ain't cheap.
No, they're not at all. They're very expensive. And I only have the USB Logitech SOCOM headset.
Nice.
So, you know, unless I can use that one, I ain't going to be talking to nobody. Like, check me out, I got a keyboard.
Right. I will chat with you.
LOL.
You don't need to... LOL. That's
LOL.
Funny.
That's all I got to say.
That's funny.
All right. So we all have a pretty stable opinion on home. It's, it's the Killer Wolverine, it sucks. It's Test Drive Unlimited.
Yeah. That's it. Test Drive Unlimited.
But I don't get no car because I can't drive 55.
They just want you to walk.
Yeah. You gotta walk everywhere.
Walk into people's houses. Where does he live?
Like,
where are we?
I just want to play a game with my friend. Why can't I find his house?
I can't find his house.
Where do you live?
I'm gonna put a big neon sign on the side of my house.
ET's crib.
This is my crib. Come on in.
For the neon sign, you probably have to pay about $5.
Probably.
Yeah.
Downloadable plus tax.
Yeah, you probably pay the electric bill on that thing, too.
Your neon sign has been running up the electricity bill. We're going to have to charge you.
Yeah, it's free to download the system, but then it's like, huh, we got you hooked. Now, if you want to do anything else, man, you got to pay.
You know, if they were smart, they would allow you to earn the money in the game. Like, inside home.
Yeah.
Like, be able to buy stuff with the money that you earn inside, like, virtual money.
Yeah.
But if I got to pay downloadable transactions, nah, I'm going to have four walls. a little TV on my watch.
This is what I got.
Yeah.
Motorstorm. All right. Let's go.
Think about it. Like, if you're going to watch TV or something in your apartment in the game, you know, on a little itty-bitty TV, and then it's like, but if you want the 100-inch widescreen...
High definition
version, you're going to have to pay an extra $6 plus tax for this downloadable virtual television, you know?
Yeah.
I say even, like, reward players for buying games. For every Sony first-party game you buy, you get, you know, 1,000 in-game home dollars, whatever.
That'd be cool.
You know something? The more I think about this whole concept, the more I see it's almost a scary parallel to, like, science fiction films like The Matrix. Think about it. This generation, we're paying microtransactions. Well, maybe not us personally, but gamers in general.
I'm paying for microtransactions.
Paying for microtransactions, and then it evolves into the avatar, you know. It's like another you, but a virtual you, right? And then it's like you got their apartment and you want to pimp out their apartment. You buy with real money, you know, furniture, more improved electronics.
Can you buy a toaster? That's what I need to know.
And
sometimes I like toast.
Virtual toast.
I like virtual toast.
Virtual butter.
But
I can't believe it's not real butter.
Right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing right here. If this trend evolves even more with the generation after this one, you know what I'm saying? You're going to actually have an avatar with artificial intelligence who's needy, who's like...
He's going to be Seaman all over
here. He's going to be looking at you and You're being like, boy. Man, could you, like...
Could you give me a dollar?
Could you give me a leather couch? I want a big screen TV. Come on, man. I want this.
Seriously. And here's the best thing. They should have homeless people in home.
Oh,
people standing on the corner. Can I borrow a dollar?
Alec, I'm trying to get a house.
What's wrong with him? He didn't do any microtransactions.
He wouldn't be homeless. He'd have to be sitting outside.
And then, just be sitting in the lobby. That's all they can do. Give
right. In the little park. Give me your change, please. My change.
And here's the future, man. Here it is right here. A guy sitting in front of his crappy TV hooked up to a PlayStation 4 playing the newest version of Home. He's got a pimped out mansion. He's got these like women like swimming in his swimming pool naked. He's having a party.
Where the hell is he going with this?
It's creepy. No, get this. Visualize it.
I don't want to visualize naked polygon women.
He's having a cookout.
It's tomato all over here.
He's having a cookout. And he has all these friends over that he's never met in real life, but they're virtual friends. And it's like he's having such a good time, you know, experiencing this virtual life. And then the camera pans out of the television. It's a crappy-ass television. And it pans back out further as this guy wearing clothes that are like 10 years old. And he's in an apartment where the walls are about ready to fall on top of him. There's like a there's like a subway train going out in the right on the other side of the wall, and he's living in a crappy apartment, you know, making like $5 an hour, spending his whole existence within this game, and he's actually feeling like a millionaire, even though he's almost one step from being homeless.
You know, I think you just came up. I think you just came up with the commercial for Sony. You should work at marketing.
Yeah,
that should be the commercial, and they should come back with the slogan: "Live in your world, play in ours."
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think we've debated on this one long enough. Let's move on to Little Big Planet.
Little Big Planet
looks intriguing.
I'm honestly really excited. I am, because I love being able, like, that's why I love Crackdown so much, because there's so many little things that I can just go and do and just create my own experience, and I love that kind of stuff.
And you know, that's people like you. That's who that game is for. Because myself, it's not for me. Because it looks great, the physics and different stuff, the stuff that you can do, it looks really good, but I know I wouldn't enjoy it. I maybe, like, fool around with it for 10 minutes, like, oh, that's cool, that's a Coke I'm spinning on, and I'd be like, all right, I'm done. I don't know.
End up smacking the crap out of y'all.
I believe it.
See, I could do that for like 10 hours.
I believe it.
Easy.
Just smacking them.
We did that in Jedi Knight for like 2 hours one night. I know we could do it in Little Big Planet.
Nice.
Just kicking each other.
Nice.
I mean, seriously.
I throw a rock at you, too.
He's just not. I'm
you might
throw
need
a
help
soccer ball
lifting those rocks because, like, you know, they had them all helping. Like, so you might not be able to lift it by yourself.
That's the other thing that I really dig about it is the co-op. Like, you can bring anybody into the game. Dude, I'll invite you over to my virtual home, and then we can jump into some cloth rock throwing.
I wonder how many people can drop in.
I'm guessing four.
Was it four or five?
I'm guessing four. There was four in there. I'm guessing they're going to limit it to four. But I really want to see. I want to see the potential that comes out of this is, like, people make their own shit, you know?
And I'm sure it... Just to make shit?
Just to make whatever you
want to do. Exactly, and that's why it's not for me. Because I, as much as I like creating my own stuff and having that freedom, I also need some sort of structure. Like, I don't...
A form of release,
if you will. I play RPG Maker.
I mean, there is a lot. There's a lot to be said about that, that needing structure is a good thing. But I also like... I mean, for something that they're going to let you play for free for a while, you know, I'll dig into it. Now, if it comes to the point where I got to pay for it, that might be a different story. If I got to buy a disc to play this, that might be a different story.
Wait, is it supposed to be free?
It's the there's going to be like a beta or something that you can do this on your own for free, and then eventually it'll come on a Blu-ray, and I guess they'll charge you for it.
Hmm.
But the Blu-ray will come packed with a bunch of user-created levels and stuff that you can play. But you can download them off the PlayStation Network anyway, so why would you...
Right.
Why would you want to buy the disc? So if it remains free like Home is, then I think it's a great idea.
Mm.
But if they go to charge like $60 for it, then I don't know that I'm willing to pay that.
Gotcha.
As cool as it is, I love user community shit. That's why I'm really looking forward to Forza. Because, you know, you can create your own custom paint jobs and sell them on the auctions online and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's going to be really nice.
The Velocity Girl can finally make... The Batmobile.
Yeah. Finally.
Finally, but the problem is Velocity Girl might not just be into racing games.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she was really into Tony Hawk either, but Jay Aller really wanted me to believe she was going to make my, you know, t-shirt for Tony Hawk that I was going to wear.
I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
E3 2005 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because Velocity Girl's going to make t-shirts.
Yeah, where's my t-shirt?
The Sony's actually delivering on this. With this PlayStation Network. And if the upgrade comes and they make it streamlined like Xbox Live, it'll finally be comparable. And I think that's good. Because with the announcement of Windows Live and it not being free, I don't think Live is going to be free anytime soon.
I thought Windows Live was free.
Only if you have Xbox Live already.
Ah.
Otherwise, you have to pay. You don't have to pay to play online. You have to pay for the team matchmaking, the ranked matchmaking, you know, the party system. That's what you pay for. You pay for Microsoft's matchmaking service is what you pay for.
See, I mean, realistically, though, what exactly are we... And this is, like, straying from subject, but what are we paying for with Xbox Live? That
Dream
PlayStation's not giving us.
It's in the EGM. I'll read you. It's a quote Peter Moore.
To me, personally, while he's
Peter
looking
Moore.
Up, Peter Moore. Peter Warwick. But, to me, the reason I pay for Xbox Live is just that, is that it's streamlined across everything. Like, you can log on to Xbox Live, you can see what I'm playing, you can send me a message, you can invite me into something else, you can be watching a movie and chat with me.
Right.
Whereas on PlayStation Network, you don't have that feature yet.
Right.
Here's a quote, if you want me to read it.
From Mr. Moore?
From Mr. Moore.
Anything from Mr. Moore is a good quote.
The question, again, is why are we paying for Xbox Gold if Sony can offer it for free? This is the quote. Well, it's interesting. We're now 5 million plus members strong. When we look at the experience that $50 a year is giving people... In relation to the experience that I've certainly seen with the PS3 Online Network, I don't think there's a comparison yet. People say the value for their money is the experience of having single gamer tags and identities, voice chat in all games. You talk about achievements, to be able to see achievements in your gamer profile, know who your friends are, have the constant quality of experience across all games. It's something that we do and do very, very well. We're now in our fifth year of building this thing out. I haven't found anybody that complains about paying $50 a year for Xbox Live Gold subscription.
I don't complain.
End quote. I'm not complaining.
I don't
I'm just saying
about paying for
you know,
it.
And I realize that Sony doesn't have the you know the one gamer tag across everything, and you don't have the friends list that you universally have, and you don't have achievements or entitlements.
Well, you don't have any of that. Not streamlined.
Right.
That's what you're paying for. I mean, literally. And I will agree with some people that complain that with Xbox Live you should get dedicated servers. You shouldn't be hosting off of each other.
That's true.
Which Sony does that for all their first-party games, like Resistance and MotorStorm. That's why there's no lag. Dedicated servers. And that would bode well for Gears of War,
yeah.
Ghost Recon.
I really haven't seen much lag recently from Gears of War.
I mean, it is there, but...
Well, the 360 experience overall, the only game that I experienced lag on was Dead or Alive 4.
And that's because
and
it's
that
a
was
fighting
only
game.
That, right.
I mean,
right.
It's going to happen in a fighting game.
Right. That was really the only game that I've really experienced lag in.
I mean, it's what you pay for and it's what you get, I guess. I mean, if PlayStation Network can bring it up to that level, Microsoft will have to match it with at least dedicated servers because when you play MotorStorm online, you would not know you're playing online. That's how smooth it is. I mean, it's flawless. And that I'm very happy about. But what I'm not happy about is that trying to play with somebody that you know is a bitch. And you got to tell them, hey, you got to call them up, be like, hey, I'm online right now.
Right.
Come and join my game. I'm in the lobby quick before it fills up, you know.
Better than the friend code.
It's better than the friend code, which, you know, we haven't played a Wii game online, so...
We probably won't either.
Is there any Wii game online?
I don't think there's any Wii games to play, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm feeling a drought. Mine's extinct.
Super Paper Mario would be pretty sweet.
Super Paper Mario's looking good, which is a nice segue. I think we wrap up this conversation about home and Xbox Live, Little Big Planet, all that good stuff. We got a lot coming in the future. And for our final session of the evening, we're going to talk about the 10 most important games of 2007.
Right.
These are the games that need to impress. These are the games that are going to make or break franchises, systems, all that good stuff. So we're going to start with number 10, which is Heavenly Sword for the PlayStation 3. Yeah, I see the... There's a lot behind this game.
There is. I think that it's a lot riding on the success.
There's a lot riding on this game. Because if you actually... I can't remember who I was listening to, but there was an interview with somebody that said that Ninja Theory actually offered this game to Microsoft first. And they turned it down.
Wow.
And as much as I love Kung Fu Chaos, I can understand why they turned it down.
Right.
Because it was the same developer that did Kung Fu Chaos, and Kung Fu Chaos really probably didn't sell more than 12 copies.
Right.
You know, so... But at the same time, you're looking at a game that is possibly the equivalent, not as good, don't take my quote wrong, to a God of War. It is an action, fast-paced action game, beautiful graphics.
But, and I think another reason why Microsoft might have said no is because Ninja Gaiden. It's more like God of War, but I mean, they already have, you know, Ninja Gaiden.
That's fine, but, you know, if I got a gun with 6 empty slots, I don't mind if I got 5 extra bullets.
That's true.
See, that, you know, that's just part of...
But maybe they just felt that, you know, what they have is bad. I don't know.
I'm not complaining about Microsoft's first-party lineup.
Right.
But this is a nice addition with 2 Human probably going to be delayed. I mean...
That hurts.
And it hurts, but... We don't know. That's going to be their God of War. And you know Itagaki's not getting Ninja Gaiden out this year.
That'd be nice, though.
You know it's not happening.
I know, but...
You know it's not happening.
Hope springs eternal.
So right now the Xbox is still sans a good action game.
Yeah.
Like, in the vein of God of War.
Yeah.
So, until Ninja Gaiden, we won't have it.
And here's an interesting note about Heavenly Sword. I buy European video game magazines sometimes, and I especially buy this title called Edge Magazine. I think it's the best European magazine and probably one of the best gaming magazines out there. And while it's very, well, not very, but sort of disturbing in a way, is that in the magazine they have advertisements to join development teams because, you know, certain video game companies are hiring people all the time because, you know...
Hell, even Epic Games is hiring right now.
Yeah. But there's, like, advertising in the newest issue of Edge where it's like, join the team that's making Heavenly Sword, so they're still hiring people to make Heavenly Sword.
But there's one thing you have to admit. If you watch the footage of that game when it first appeared as opposed to it now, like the recent footage that was on Heroes, that game has come a long way. I mean, right now, just looking at the newest footage, it's amazing. I mean, it is... I'm jealous the girl on Heroes was playing it. She's like sitting there on the bed playing it. I'm like, are you serious? That's wrong. That's like in The Punisher when he was playing Full Spectrum Warrior like months before it came out.
I'm
like, that ain't right.
Yeah.
False advertising bastards.
Full Spectrum Warrior was an army tool in all fairness.
It was an army tool, but you can't... It was cool for what it was. It was alright. They should never have made a sequel.
No.
Never.
No.
All right. Moving on, though. Here's the next one. And this one's going to spark a lot of conversation. Killzone 2. As much as you don't care about this title, you cannot deny its importance to Sony.
It's important? Show me something. Other than your pre-rendered game footage, that's
like,
why.
Real play.
That right there is why it's important, because they have touted it.
Yeah, but if it don't look like that, oh, goodness.
You know, some people have seen it. Recently, the GDC, Sony did a press-only...
showing of
it,
thing.
There were mixed comments coming out of it. Some people said it was absolutely amazing. Some people came out and said, downgrade.
Yeah.
I know who said downgrade.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so the people who got to see it, there were mixed results. Some people said, hello, Source Engine.
Nice.
Is this Half-Life 2? What happened? And some people were just amazed at the physics system. So I don't know. That's why title, when they finally show it, is really important to Sony right now.
Well, this time they better not hype it up as much as they did the first one.
Halo Killer, I wasn't a fan of the first one. I played the demo and maybe the first level of the actual disc, and I was like, no.
I played about halfway through it, and I just could not get
into
it.
But in Halo 2, I was, well, I'm back to this. I didn't really care.
Everybody's trying for the Halo killer, and with, you know,
it's
not going to happen this
time. You know what game I think is going to kill Halo 2?
Halo 3?
Yeah,
dude, you're psychic, man.
You're psycho, maybe.
Yes,
but that was very important. The next one on the list, I got some disturbing news today about this title, and I almost didn't leave it on here, but it's not true yet. So, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. The disturbing news is that it's been delayed until next year.
I'm not.
Oh,
surprised.
Snap!
So,
and I can totally see that.
That'll hurt the Wii.
I know exactly why it's being delayed. Exactly why. Because, you know, Nintendo was like, oh, we got like 5 or 6 must-buy games coming out for the Wii in its entire lifetime, so what we have to do is spread them out.
I mean, I really, honestly, outside of Mario Galaxy, and if Smash Brothers is online, which that's the only way it's a must-own for me, what other must-own title is coming out this year? I mean, Super Paper Mario, I will give you. It is a cool game, but it is not for everybody. It is not a system seller.
Mario Galaxy is supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, fall this year.
Alright.
So, I mean, if Mario Galaxy, that is, you know, but aside from that, Metroid Prime 3 was the other must-own title to me.
Thing is, here's the thing. I really, really, really want to be a Nintendo fanboy, right? I really, really want to be a Nintendo fanboy. You feel me? I'm like, I'm preaching on the altar. I really, really want
to. Preach on, brother. Preach on.
I want to be a Nintendo fanboy.
Everybody does.
But, yeah. But here's the problem. I'm a video game fanboy first.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
That's
Nintendo's
the problem.
Not delivering that anymore. And we had this, if you remember, we had this when the Genesis hit. You know, Nintendo was keeping the family-oriented, kind of, you know, not as many third-party games, blah, 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 whatever. Genesis comes out and says, fuck it, we'll do everything.
Right.
We don't care.
And everything they did.
And everything they did came out. You know, everything came out. And people were like, well, there's blood in Mortal Kombat. That was the big one.
Right.
And then finally Nintendo said, well, fuck it, we're going to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Nintendo thrived from that. Then with the 64, they went back to that, you know, we're the best, we don't need them all. And it hurt. It stuck through with the GameCube, and I'm afraid it's going to stick through with the Wii.
I thought they already made a statement that they were going to do family-oriented stuff.
That's
fine. But I think
I
read that they have an M-rated I saw footage of it.
Escape
so
from Bug Island is
Yeah, but it's Necronesia from Japan, and from what I heard, that game is awful.
Oh.
Yeah. It's already out in Japan.
Never mind.
I mean, I heard it's absolutely atrocious.
Oh, well.
So,
all right.
We'll see. I mean, but honestly, Metroid Prime 3 had a lot going for it. Even though it looked just like the GameCube version.
It did, and I saw that, and I thought maybe that's why they're going to delay it, because it did look like the GameCube version.
But really, with the Wii, what more are you going to do?
The thing is, the Godfather, Scarface, and Mortal Kombat.
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
I love how you just jazzed it with random.
I wouldn't be surprised if Metroid Prime 3 Corruption was 99% completed right now.
Well,
I'm sure
it is. It's the same engine. It has to be.
They're just like, word from the big wigs, you gotta postpone it to 08 because we don't have any other good games coming out for the next
year
besides Mario Galaxy.
Or maybe they're implementing multiplayer. Online multiplayer.
We can only hope.
Don't hold your breath. If you hold your breath for a year, you're gonna die.
I know.
If you hold your breath for an hour, you're gonna die.
More than likely. So yeah, I doubt it, but I'm just saying that could be.
Dude, When Metroid Prime 3 Corruption comes out, it better be so good that it comes out of the TV and grabs me by the balls.
Well,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Said about
I don't think it's going to
Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess.
That it came out
of
the
awesome.
TV and grabbed you by the balls.
Thing is, Twilight Princess was awesome.
One for each one.
Twice. Pop, pop. And then Link.
That one. And that one.
I thought Tingle was in the game for a minute. What's up?
But you know something?
That Metroid is going to kick you in the balls.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
really depressing when I look at the Wii and go, oh, there's my Twilight Princess machine.
Basically, it's
Pretty
the Zelda
much.
Playing machine right now.
Pretty much.
Super Paper Mario is going to be good for guys like us, but it's not going to be a mainstream seller.
And the thing is, a lot of the virtual console things have been coming out, I like. You know,
I don't want to talk about the virtual console because compared to Xbox Live Arcade, they're turning out just, I mean, I'm not going to go into this. I mean, seriously, I can emulate games on the PC all day long.
Indeed.
I want upgrades. I don't want things taken out of them. Virtual Console to me was cool at first because they were all in one spot. But literally, if you've downloaded every title that's out so far, your hard drive is full. It's not a hard drive, it's a flash drive.
It's
512 flash megs drive. Or whatever. It's just. I mean, that's why I love Xbox Live Arcade. And if Sony did it with the PlayStation Network, I would do that too. Give me online upgrades. Give me upgraded visuals. Give me achievement. Give me something. Something to make me go, I'm going to buy this again. You know, because I love these games.
Final Fantasy VII.
You would. You know what? Even with the 150 meg limit, three discs still ain't going to fit on there.
No.
But anyway, moving on. We're getting into a whole other conversation.
Indeed.
Next one up on the list that's important is BioShock. Because
I saw that video.
The videos and everything, I mean, the reputation of System Shock 2, just that in and of itself, is enough to get you hyped on the game. And the way that Microsoft's been touting it, they bought the exclusive rights to it. You know, this game has to be good. It has to be.
Oh, yeah.
If it sucks, this team ain't making another game.
No, they will not be.
And from the looks of the video, it looks like at its worst, it could be a good game.
Yeah. I mean, from what I've seen of it so far, it does so many things new and different.
It's creepy as all get out.
It is. And I really like the atmosphere. I love the story that they've got presented for it, and I love the gameplay mechanics. But whether or not all of that meshes into a good game, it still remain to be seen.
Right. I think it's going to go the way of Deus Ex.
It's very possible because Deus Ex was a little too ambitious for Xbox players, I think.
But Deus Ex was a good game.
It was a good game.
It was a great game.
You can buy it brand new for like $4 because no one bought it.
No, yeah. And the guy that made that game, was it Warren Spector, I think, that made Deus Ex? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's doing Spore now, and it's taking him how long to get another game on the
ground? No, you're mixing. That's
Will Wright. I'm
Will
sorry.
Wright. Is
okay,
doing
then
Spore.
What's
that's
Warren
the
Spector
guy.
Doing now?
Warren Spector is. I don't think he's doing
jobless,
anything right now.
Begging for money.
That's pretty much.
I doubt that.
Awesome game. That's. I think that's the way.
The PC version did really well, and then it was not for Xbox users. No, it really wasn't.
I just got a feeling that BioShock's going to go the way of Deus Ex.
It's very possible because people are hyped on it, but the longer they keep pushing it back,
the longer no one cares.
It keeps hurting.
Right.
Because people are like, I'm losing interest in this because you're pushing it closer and closer to Grand Theft Auto and Halo.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
That's what's hurting it right now.
If you keep pushing it back, it's going to be, what's that game called? StarCraft Ghost?
Yeah.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
Oh, man.
Let's leave it alone.
It hurts my feelings.
Me too.
But anyway.
Where's StarCraft 2, Blizzard?
BioShock really needs to be good. And it needs to come out in the next 2 or 3 months. That's why it's important. Next game on the list, Assassin's Creed.
Oh. I forgot that even was a game.
That's another thing is like it's dropped off everybody's radar because Ubisoft just went and pushed it so
yeah,
far out.
I haven't forgotten about it. I'm still.
How far did they push it?
It's like September, October now or something
man,
like that.
Jeez.
Oh, we're cutting close to my Grand Theft Auto 10.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, summer is looking more and more like the drought.
Yeah,
the drought is going to be in summer.
Where is the good stuff that's coming out in the summer?
And people call right now a drought.
Mass Effect and Shadowrun, for me.
Mass Effect and Shadowrun. Actually, I'm going to get both of those. I can see Mass Effect lasting me up until the fall, Christmas time season.
Yeah, because Mass Effect is going to be at least a 1-2 month game that you play hardcore for 1 or 2 months.
Right.
I mean, it's the Cooter guys.
Right.
Come on now. BioWare's the bomb. I'm sorry, but that. What good game were we talking about? Oh, Assassin's Creed. I'm sorry. I went off somewhere else about Mass Effect, and I went crazy. But the guys that made Prince of Persia bringing this game out, you know, and just the whole fiasco with making it PS3 exclusive time announcement crap, and then announcing it for the 360, and the hype that's got behind this game, people reading about it, and I'm sure that you read about the little spoiler that went on that apparently the game is not really what it appears to be yet.
Yeah,
it's going to be something completely different and blow your mind.
Yep.
Holy crap. Yeah, we have another Metal Gear Solid riding.
Yeah, because all they're showing right now is that footage, but apparently that's not the game, like what it's about.
Hey, you know what'd be crazy?
They go talking about the Patriots.
Dude, how about this, man? What if the plot twist is in Assassin's Creed, you play as the assassin, right? But then halfway through it, it flips, and now you're the hunted.
That's a cool concept, but that's cool. Not really what they hinted at.
No,
I'm not going to spoil it on the podcast for people who don't know.
Right.
But
yeah,
I unfortunately read it, and it's cool. It's definitely different.
Yeah.
If that's the way it goes, it's definitely different. But the game itself, just the mechanics, got me excited. Being able to
like
scale any wall.
Like,
yeah.
Everything is interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like bump into people in the crowd and you stagger.
They change their actions and their attitude towards you.
That's incredible.
I mean, the game itself has me really excited, and it needs to be good. Yeah. Because Prince of Persia, the first one was great. Second one, not so much. Third one kind of redeemed it, but it lost steam. So this is a chance for them to bring another franchise out that's really going to do well.
See, I enjoyed all three of the Prince of
Persia. I did not like the second one. It was too much action, not enough puzzle. Prince Persia was mostly puzzle.
Right. I liked that. Because it fit what was going on to the story.
Yeah,
like,
but
the more action fit what was going on.
It would have been better had the combat not been so clunky, though.
Well,
that was the problem.
It was a little
That
clunky.
Was my problem with it. I'm like, okay, if you're going to make a straight action game, at least improve this kind of shoddy combat.
Right, they kind of kept what they had for the first one.
All right, moving up. We've already talked about this game a little bit, but Super Mario Galaxy. And it emphasizes more if Metroid Prime gets delayed.
Yeah.
That this is Nintendo's game.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, a little technical fuzz there. But seriously, if Metroid Prime gets delayed, this is the Wii game.
Right.
This is it. This is the Wii. Go from being a Zelda player to a Mario player.
Yeah.
I'm going to get, like, criticized for this, but...
Uh-oh.
That's all I got to say.
But I mean, I do have concerns. I do agree with him that I have concerns because it's not your typical structured Mario.
Right.
It's not like world to world to world. It's
planet
one giant game.
That's right.
And it looks like each world is its own platform.
Yeah, and it's not really like a world.
It, who knows? It might just be a big freaking mess.
I don't know. I'm more excited about a Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario is great, but it's not a game that's going to make or break that system.
Right.
If it sells well, it'll do well for the system.
Do you think Galaxy will?
I do.
I really do, too.
Because everyone's been crying for a new side-scrolling Paper Mario. They don't want... Or Mario, rather. And I don't know. I think Paper Mario will have a bigger impact than Galaxy.
I really think that Mario Galaxy is more important just for the simple fact that people have been waiting since Sunshine for another Mario game.
Right.
You know, and hasn't been a phenomenal one since 64.
And I don't think Galaxy is going
to
be it.
I don't know that it will be, but that's why it's important to Nintendo for it to be.
Well, I think Paper Mario will be there to back it up.
I hope
catch
so.
Catch the slack.
I hope so, because
Galaxy...
I want Paper Mario to be good. But unfortunately, Paper Mario is not going to reach the audience that Mario Galaxy does.
I don't know about it. I'm
skeptical about it. Don't get me wrong. That's why I put it as very important for Nintendo, because it's going to have the spotlight this Christmas. It's going to be the Wii game. That and Super Smash Bros. Will be the Wii games. And if Smash Bros. Isn't online,
it's not going to
succeed. People are going to be pissed, because that is all they wanted with a sequel.
And here's the thing about Super Paper Mario. Is how it's 2D, and then you could go to some places by switching the entire stage into 3D.
But you can only do that as Mario. Mm-hmm. You can't do it as any of the other characters. So
I didn't know there was any other characters.
Yeah, there's multiple characters.
There's
in the
Bowser
game.
And Princess.
Princess Peach, and I think Luigi maybe.
I don't know,
but you can only go into 3D as Mario. So that kind of limits the spectrum.
But here's the thing. Hmm. 3 years ago, I had the exact same idea. And I actually, like, drew pictures of it on a piece of paper that I had. And it was actually my idea for if I was making a new Metroid game.
Well, you know, you can go beat up Miyamoto.
I was about to say, we can get you playing tickets.
We can go break his kneecaps for you.
Yeah. It's Fat Tony over there.
So if Nintendo ever makes... a Metroid game where you could switch between 2D and 3D, and then they say, "Oh, we're using the Super Paper Mario engine." No, they're using Gambus Khan engine.
Oh, I smell a lawsuit coming.
Oh snap!
Oh, good.
All right, moving up. The next one is probably the biggest RPG coming out this year is Mass Effect.
Okay, prediction right here: Halo 3. And Mass Effect, definitely in the top two for Game of the Year 2007.
Top 10 games of the year?
Yeah.
Top two.
Definitely.
I
can definitely see Halo 3 with Mass Effect being a runner-up for that top spot.
I think Mass Effect is going to do incredible things.
Yeah.
Yes.
I really think it is. I mean, it's just, it's so ambitious. It really is.
A lot of those games on that list had me, you know, But Mass Effect, there's not a doubt in my mind.
I don't think there's anybody on this planet not excited about that game. And if you don't own a 360, don't know what you're going to miss.
But he just don't play, you know, he doesn't like RPG-type games, so he ain't going to like
it. Are you talking about Blue Dragon?
No. No, I'm talking about a person that's not excited about Mass Effect.
Oh, well.
You know,
I know one guy. That's it. One guy.
There's like thing is, I go to a lot of video game stores, you know, to BS with a lot of the workers and stuff. And a lot of, like, regular customers to certain game stores don't even know what Mass Effect is. I'll be like, yeah, Mass Effect's going to be, like, one of the best games here. Well, what's that?
Well, it's because it's not called Final Fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have a mainstream name. Right. This is an original IP.
But it's by BioWare.
That's the thing, though. And
I feel that whoever plays this game is going to have a giant hand grabbing the balls.
Yeah. You're all about grabbing testicles. Man. It's kind of disturbing me.
Dude, it's like...
He scoots away from him a little bit.
Like, move over here.
Come here.
Dude, it's a figure of speech of, like, captivating one's soul.
All
you know
I know
saying?
Is that if that's captivating my soul, I want Mass Effect to just grab and jiggle them all the way home. That's all I gotta say.
You're a guy who doesn't like RPGs. I don't like RPGs. I fucking hate them. I fucking... whatever.
He's pointing at you because you're the RPG guy.
Right. Like,
I'm like, I don't care.
I am looking forward to this game. It is up there with Halo 3.
I'm really looking forward to this game, and I'm not a big fan of RPGs.
Well, I am, and I'm looking forward to this. But even if I wasn't a fan, I would still be looking forward to this because there's nothing bad about this game.
But anyway, moving on to the next game. The next game on the list is Grand Theft Auto 4.
Yes. Grand Theft Auto 4... better bring it after Crackdown.
How's it going to bring it? I don't see where it's going to
I don't
go.
Know how, but
I'll tell you exactly how it's
going
to bring it. They're not going to show you. They're not going to tell you shit. They're not going to tell you shit till the day it ships.
You honestly believe that?
Mm-hmm. I think they're going to show
you
something.
Well, then how are they going to get everyone hyped?
It's well, I mean,
Grand
it's
Theft
supposed
Auto.
To come out in October.
I don't care.
And they haven't shown us anything nope. about Grand
Personally,
Theft Auto 4.
I don't care. It's Grand Theft Auto. It's the same game in between, you know, for the past
The only
years.
Reason that I care... And I lost interest gradually with 3, Vice City, and San Andreas. Just like on the original PlayStation, I lost interest from 2 to London 1969. I lost interest. This is a next-gen one. This is usually when they do their best work. Like the first one on the PlayStation 2, awesome.
But what can they do besides online play?
A lot.
A lot.
What?
Look at Crackdown.
It's going to be Crackdown, essentially.
Look at
so
Saints
now,
Row.
I mean, well, Saints Row was another one.
Dude, it could very well be 4-player simultaneous type of gameplay with, who knows, maybe they'll actually intermix Mass Effect gameplay with it.
I don't think they should. I don't think they should fuck with the formula. I think they should stick with the formula, but they have to do more than what Saints Row did, which was perfect the formula.
Yeah.
They have to add to the formula. And if anybody has ever done it in that genre, it has been Rockstar. I mean, the guys at Real Time Worlds are the only team to ever make a game that you would sit there and go, I would rather play this than Grand Theft Auto.
You know what? That's a lie that they're not going to show you anything because the trailer premieres at the end of this month.
I guarantee you it'll be just a quick snippet.
It better not be.
You're going to get nothing. I mean, you know that they embargoed San Andreas for the longest time. Did not let anybody see it.
Yeah,
when I went
know.
To E3 when the year Vice City came out, it was not even on display. Was not even shown on the floor because they didn't want you to see it. Rockstar does not focus test their games. They do not let anybody see them before they come out. It might be arrogance, it might be whatnot, but they keep you in the dark for a very long time, and it has worked up to this point.
I
hope that trailer shows
skeptical.
Me something.
I mean,
I can't say that I'm not skeptical,
but
I also
play
at the same time,
oh,
I cannot.
Right,
I cannot say that I'm not eager. To see
right.
this game,
I'm,
and it has
see,
to be
I'm
good.
I'm eager to see what they're actually going to do to make it better than Crackdown, better than Saints Row.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's important. It has to be good.
And well,
because right now, when 3 came out, there was nothing to compete with it.
Right.
But now, there is.
Right.
So yeah. they have to bring yeah. something incredible. That's why I'm excited.
From my understanding, each version of PS3 and 360 is getting their own
downloadable,
yeah,
episodes.
Downloadable content.
Yep.
So. That's going to be interesting to see.
Wait,
I mean,
who?
The PS3.
PS3 and 360.
I thought it was
getting,
only 360.
No, PS3 gets their own, too.
Their own. So
it's
that way
separate
PS3
episodes.
Owners aren't left out.
And that's why people
now,
with both
Xbox
systems.
Xbox owners, I believe, still getting it first, though.
The content?
No,
there's
the
been,
game.
No, the game is dual.
Simultaneous?
Simultaneous
yeah.
release.
Okay. October
26th.
Was it?
It's somewhere in middle October, end of October, somewhere around in there. But that title is extremely important.
Theft Auto release
yes.
date. But yeah.
I know the trailer release date's in like a week.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
It better be more than a snippet.
It won't be.
Whatever.
Anyway, we're up to the final two. The first one, Metal Gear Solid 4.
Now, Castlevania I think it's probably the best game of all time, but Metal Gear is my all-time favorite franchise.
If this one fails, for some fluke of nature, the PS3 is gone.
I can't say that I disagree with that, because so far there isn't a must-own system seller. There's not a, if you own a PS3, you must own MotorStorm, you must own Resistance, but they're not going to cause you to buy that system.
Right.
Metal Gear Solid 4?
But how far away is Metal Gear Solid 4?
It'll be out this year.
No, it won't.
Yes.
Oh, I will put money on it.
It's got to
be. With Halo 3 coming out.
Halo 3,
Kojima
it's gotta
takes his time.
Well,
he does
be.
Not
if
be
If they don't
rushed.
Get it out for Halo 3, then the PS3 is as good as dead.
It's not going to be out this year.
Yes, it will.
No.
It's got to be. The system's life is hanging in the balance right now.
I agree with you.
He sounded like Obi-Wan Kenobi there.
<did.
laughs> Like, your life is hanging in the balance.
Yes, my master. I agree with you, but no. I don't think. If it comes out, I'm going to say first quarter of next year.
I think it's going to compete with Halo 3.
I don't think it's
going
to come out this year.
I see simultaneous launch.
I think that Metal Gear, I think that Grand Theft Auto 4 and maybe, what is that other game? Heavenly Sword. I think that they will coast on stuff like that. Maybe Devil May Cry 4.
You can't coast on those because Heavenly Sword is not an established franchise, and Grand Theft Auto is available on 360.
Yep.
You can't coast on that. Lineup.
Well, we'll see.
I put
but
my word on it. Here.
I don't see Kojima. At least
if not a week,
go.
A week before, if not the same day, if
it's,
not
it's
a couple
too
days
early.
Before.
It took him forever to put 2 out. And now he's done in, a year?
It's been longer than a year. 3 has been out. I mean, they've released another version
it'll
of 3
be,
since then.
Yeah,
it'll
but,
be late fall, November. Halo 3 launch.
I'm
guaranteed.
Guessing that Halo is going to launch probably on, I'm going to guess, November 15th.
Yep.
Because that's the magical Microsoft day.
Yeah.
That was Xbox Live. That was Halo 2. You know, whatever. Or was Halo November 9th?
Halo was the 9th.
Okay.
Because I
so
remember.
It'll be a magical week in November.
All right.
You know, and you know it's going to come out. And I'm with him. I say Metal Gear either the week before or the day of.
See, I disagree. What you think?
And, dude, if it is the day of, oh my God, you talk about pandemonium.
Yeah, I'm happy I don't work at a
video
game store anymore.
Dude, Halo 3 is already going to be the biggest video game day in history.
Well, if they announce this with Metal Gear the same day.
There's
going to
be
Christ.
Violence.
Yeah. I will not be going out that day. I will...
You're going to have...
Yes,
like
you are. You're going to get your Halo.
Get my Halo, please. Don't
you ain't going to be able to sneak by anybody because they're all going to be standing there sweating, stinking.
Boy, you got Halo right there? Because I sure didn't pre-order mine. Let me talk to you real quick.
I'm going to beat you up.
I don't know.
Bodyguards.
You all might be right. I just... And like I said, because I think that that whole franchise is good. I beat Metal Gear Solid 2 and went and bought another Nintendo to play the original Metal Gear. I don't see it coming out this year.
I do.
I really don't.
See,
given
I,
what's
it's
happened,
got to.
I really, because...
It has to.
He's not rushed in what he does. And I realize Sony might be breathing down his neck like, we need it. And he'd be like, you know who I am? I'm Hideo Kojima. I bring it out when I'm ready. I don't see
yeah,
it.
But
and then they turn around and say, we're Sony.
You'll bring it out when we tell you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Put it on Xbox, and I'll be even happier. So that's fine. Freaking ship it to Microsoft.
He's not going
to
put it on Xbox.
Yeah, he will.
He wants to develop for Xbox,
they're
but
force
it's not
going to
be
that
franchise.
They're going to force him to.
Thing is, man, I heard that Hideo Kojima was he doing? Experimenting with sound? And he said the sound files alone in Metal Gear 4 was almost taking up a whole Blu-ray disc.
That's just wasted space, though. He's not compressing hard enough. Oblivion fit on a DVD 9. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Kojima. I think he's brilliant. But just like the guys in Resistance, there was no reason for it to take up 16 gigs. Yeah. It was just audio that was not compressed. And I understand that it sounds better, but it's not required. I'll tell you what. You put Call of Duty.
He's a perfectionist.
But you put Call of Duty 3 in my surround sound system, it's going to sound fucking awesome compressed.
Alright.
So, you know, that's a cheap statement.
I'd love to see it this year. I really would. I might even go buy a PS3 because that game would make me pick up a PS3.
And that's
that
why
game
it's
and that game
two.
Only.
That's why it's number 2
and
on our most
important
games.
And going into its second year at Christmas,
I'm saying, I would love to
and
see it
is
this
the
year.
Only system
I just,
seller
I really, I don't think it's.
Devil May Cry
it.
Is a system seller, but that's just because
that?
Of the fan base.
Right. I think Devil May Cry has a better
as
chance of coming out this year than Metal Gear.
Well, you know, Final Fantasy's not coming this year.
Right.
That's a system seller, but that's next year. We all know that. You'll play it this year.
Right.
There'll be a demo, I guarantee you, but you will not own it this year. That brings us to number 1, and if anybody couldn't guess what that was,
Oh, it's Barbie Horse Adventure 2.
You know, that joke's not even funny anymore. Everybody's made that joke so many times. It'd have been funny if you just said Perfect Dark Zero 2. I mean,
that would
been
be
funny.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
That would be funny.
That game's not important to anybody, or Cameo 2.
I thought one of my friends was playing that the other day, too. Perfect Dark Zero.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
But nobody cares anymore because everybody loved the dog.
Yeah.
Just let him sing the music.
Right.
But if there's any other title. I mean, I visit GameFAQs often. This is a very Nintendo heavy site.
Yes, it is.
Heavy.
I visit GameFAQs.
I mean, it is sickening how many people just dog Sony and Microsoft on this site. Like, the polls, you'll see it. Halo 3 was the most anticipated game of 2007 in the GameFAQs poll. If that doesn't say something, I don't know what does.
How could it not? I mean, how many has it pre-ordered so far?
I don't even want to fathom.
I don't even have mine pre-ordered.
I do. Legendary Edition.
Why do I not have mine pre? Do you have yours pre-ordered?
Yeah. Legendary
Edition.
Hell
yeah, I did the first day.
Everybody's gonna be playing it, but me.
We're gonna wear our little helmets.
Yeah. I'll be the only one not playing Halo.
Hey, you'd be like, I'm going to Xbox. Let's everyone play. Oh.
Right. I'm playing some.
You're playing Open Season 2.
Right. I'm playing some Open Season.
Part 2.
Hey, Professor, man, you better put your money down, because I heard they're going to shut it down.
Yeah,
better put your money down before they shut it down.
I'll go. I'll probably pre-order mine tomorrow.
I will not be amazed if they shut the pre-orders off by summer.
Yeah, I don't know why I haven't pre-ordered yet.
I mean, the last check that I got with just my local EB in a small town was over 150.
Jeez.
That's impressive.
For a small town. I mean, they didn't even have 100 Final Fantasy.
Well, I was at one GameStop. They had like 400 and some odd pre-orders.
That's what I'm saying.
So, yeah.
It's, you know, based in the small town that I live in,
right.
150 for the GameStop. And it's literally a hop, skip, and a jump from another GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
And the other GameStop had more than them.
I got you. Yeah, I'll have to go pre-order that.
This is going to be huge for Microsoft. If they drop the ball, well.
No, they ain't dropping.
Think about it like
this,
though.
A lot of people said they dropped the ball in the second one.
Well,
the 400 million copies of it.
Right,
sold.
Like I was like, that's dropping the ball. What if we hold on to
what
it?
What happens if you hold on? Jesus Christ, Bill Gates just bought
the
world.
Exactly.
I love the game. The ending was what it was. It was supposed to be meant as a trilogy, and they're gonna finish it off with the third one. So
yeah,
still that ending.
That ending did suck,
pissed.
But you know what?
And I think that
it
we're beyond spoiler warnings now, people. We all know how that game
it
ended.
It was supposed to be that way.
It was supposed to be that way, but people can bitch and moan all day long about that ending. That ending did not stop you from playing it multiplayer for 2+ years.
No.
Because,
I mean, I had my copy
people
still, early.
Look, here's a scary statistic. Halo 2 is still the most played game on Xbox Live across Xbox and 360.
360. Yeah.
It's played more than any 360 game.
Yep.
So just imagine what Halo 3 is going to do.
Halo 3 is going to kill people.
Of course,
I made that statement earlier. When you walk in the store, the box is going to hit you in the face. You're going to die.
It's going to fly on you.
The little helmet going to hit you in the face.
I already made a statement. I'm quitting work.
He's going to quit on Halo 3 day.
You quitting?
Quitting work.
Wow.
I will guarantee you that will be one of the most called off days in the history of the
I believe it.
The history of the workforce.
I believe it. So, does everybody have the legendary one pre-ordered?
Yes.
Yeah. I got mine.
I'm the Halo geek. I got to have the little helmet.
I initially only pre-ordered the regular edition.
This is what I say to the little helmet.
And then
I'm not spending $100.
I said that too until I saw the package it comes in. I was like,
oh,
I gotta
snap.
Have that.
Yeah, it's $100 for a little helmet.
No. There's a little box that puts all three DVDs in, and then the helmet goes on top, and it's like a little container.
Yep.
It's so
nice.
Awesome.
It's
oh
nice.
My God, I see a tear in the professor's eye.
It's so awesome.
For Halo fans, it's awesome.
You put it up on, you put the little helmet on the shelf.
That's nothing for Halo
or
fans.
Or you put it on your cat.
I'm going to put it on my cat. That'd be freaking
cat. I'm going to spend $100. Okay.
Why not? You're going to spend $90 on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you get a bitchin' guitar and you get a bitchin' helmet.
That's true. See? All right. I'll spend $100.
And thing is,
I'll pre-order mine tomorrow.
It's three discs, isn't it?
It's three discs. The Ultimate Legendary Edition is three discs.
What are the other two? Behind the scenes?
It's the
one
game.
One of them's behind the scenes and the other one's just like a bunch of... all the cut scenes...
Oh.
Is all the cutscenes from 1 and 2 reformatted to be like a movie?
Yeah. Kind of like Blizzard did with, you know, StarCraft and Warcraft and Diablo. Nice. Okay.
Well, what I would like to see from Halo next is the soundtrack. We're supposed to get Volume 2. I love that soundtrack.
Dude, I saw Volume 2.
What?
At Borders. There's a bookstore. The
release.
It just like came out like I think like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Why don't you go find me a copy of Captain N the Game Master, because everybody sold out of that.
Captain N the Game Master.
The DVD
All
collection.
Right.
I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. Everybody sold out. I'm like, damn.
Amazon? They
I don't
have
shop
it?
Online.
Oh, all right. Well,
I don't trust that cookie shit. Makes me nervous.
Right.
That's a quote from a movie.
Yes.
The cookie shit. No, it's Sopranos. Tony Soprano. That cookie shit makes me nervous.
Nice. Nice.
But that is our top 10 most important games. Do you disagree with any of them or feel that I left out any?
I agree, and I did, but I can't remember what it was, so never mind.
Well, thing is, if there was a number 11 or maybe a number 15.
Oh, well, I'll go after him.
Blue Dragon?
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Blue Dragon is an important game for Microsoft, but it's also just a stepping stone.
It is just a stepping stone. Oh, It's a nice stepping stone, though.
It is a very nice stepping stone.
Because you get all the anime, RPG, the ones who are like, I only play Japanese RPGs. You know what I'm saying? That type of stinging crowd.
Ignorance? I said that out loud, didn't I?
You did.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking more or less single-mindedness type of people.
That's another word for ignorance.
I think Blue Dragon was more... a larger step in Japan than it will be here. But
yeah.
I think as RPGs on the 360, which a lot of us people that enjoy the Final Fantasy RPGs and stuff like that is crying for, Blue Dragon is kind of the answer to that.
Well, yeah.
Plus, it's the people that made Chrono Trigger.
Well, it's the people that made the original Final Fantasies, too.
Well, right.
Hironobu Sakaguchi, man.
Yes, but I'm talking about when they all got together, they came up with Chrono Trigger.
He brought in, you know... Akira Toriyama.
Right.
He brought in the sound designer, Nobuo Uematsu.
Uematsu, right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he brought in the Final Fantasy Dream Team.
And Lost Odyssey is supposed to come out this year as well as a simultaneous
worldwide
release.
But from what I've heard about Lost Odyssey is that it's not as impressive. Like, as far as, like, it's your standard. It's what you would expect. It's like another Final Fantasy X2, whatever kind of...
X2.
Uh-oh.
Just an addition.
You might not make it out here live. X2.
I'm sorry.
That was terrible.
I know. I played it. It was awful.
And I was excited about that game.
I just heard that Lost Odyssey in comparison to Blue Dragon, none.
Yeah,
no,
I read the same thing.
No comparison.
I read the same thing.
So,
I really wish we could have got that demo for Lost Odyssey, but that was only in...
Only in Japan.
In that magazine.
Get this. During GDC... the game developer conference, Sakaguchi asked someone from Microsoft. I actually heard the podcast of the conversation, and it was the RPG. The RPG.
The Breakfast Club
type thing, where it was Sakaguchi, guy from BioWare, Peter Molyneux.
Peter Molyneux.
Oh, yeah,
Molyneux.
That's right. Okay.
The breakfast, RPG breakfast,
right.
Whatever.
The thing is, me being a fan of RPGs, I listened to the podcast, and, you know, I was pretty much bored through about 80 to 90% of it.
Like me and most RPGs.
Yeah.
But there was a point where Sakaguchi was, like, saying to, like, the Microsoft person, oh, please, please let me make an MMO exclusive to 360.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, okay. And then someone else was like, well,
Peter
I guess
Molyneux.
You got your green light.
Oh, yeah.
And he was
Peter
like, oh.
Said, well, can I make one, too? And they're like, you can do whatever you want. Yeah.
Well, it's Hironobu Sakaguchi. You think Microsoft's going to tell him no?
I don't think
like,
so.
Like, you gave us hundreds of thousands of sales in Japan.
Right.
More than we've ever had in Japan.
Right.
You can do whatever the hell you want. You know?
Oh, man. Here's some seed money.
Good luck. Good luck with that. But an MMO? I'm sorry.
Well,
the only MMO I'm excited for is the Marvel and DC ones that are coming out next year. That's all I'm excited for MMO-wise, and I don't even know if I'll play those.
Yeah, because, I mean,
really,
how many Batmans could there be?
But, see, they still haven't said whether or not you play those characters, or
no,
are
they
you just
said
in the
it.
Universe. And quite frankly, I would like it more, as much as this pains me, if you were in the universe. Because I don't want to be in a party and everybody's Wolverine. Like...
Yeah,
can we get a Nightcrawler or a Gambit or a
Spider-Man?
Yeah,
it's like my name's Wolverine 2758.
Right, exactly.
Dash
I don't
E.
know what I'm going to do because I'm the only one with a PS3 right now, and you know I have to play around with the DC one.
Yeah, have fun with that.
I will. You'll be jealous about it. You know you will.
Could you imagine all the Green Lanterns that you can make? I mean, you could have a whole
Dude,
Green
Lantern
core.
That'd be you'd be the only one. I mean, he's a cool character and all, but everybody's going to be Batman and Superman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the really weird guys are going to be Wonder Woman. You know, so what are you going to do?
Oh, man, that's all funny. All
right, so is there any other games you want to talk about that you feel are important this year?
I think you might have covered them. I don't know.
I mean, I tried to grab the big ones. I mean, there are other ones that I'm excited about that I think could do well, like Army of Two, I think could start a franchise because I really like the dynamic.
Now, which one of those, because there was two that
there
I've read about.
Kane and something.
Kane and Lynch,
yes.
Which one of the ones that's
multiplayer, but like you play like with a split screen? Like, was that Kane and Lynch?
Was that
Army of Two?
They pulled out the multiplayer.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So, I know one. I know an important game that's coming out this year.
What's that?
And it's coming out, hopefully, extremely soon. Castlevania Symphony of the Night, because it broke the 50 meg limit.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
You just wanted an excuse to bring up Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
That would be freaking awesome if they would release
that.
That's
not an important game. It's a cool game.
It's important because there's a lot. I think there's probably more people waiting for this game than any other arcade game.
That's possible, but
it's not going to make a system.
The highest,
it's not going to make a system, but
the highest penetration of an arcade game is Geometry Wars by far. You release a sequel to that,
which
you
can now get on
there.
Your phone.
Yeah, you can get Geometry Wars on your phone. I played Geometry Wars on my butt crack the other day.
Please don't go into detail.
You don't want to see the green sparkles coming out of my butt. All right, so I think we've wrapped up this episode, and I feel it's been a very good episode.
Yeah.
So
it's been very solid, well-rounded.
But we'll be back, hopefully, next week, and we'll have a lot more to talk about, because there is still a ton of games coming in this quote-unquote drought.
Mm-hmm.
Quote-unquote.
Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
Next week.
He's all about Ninja Turtles. That
game
is important.
Ninja Turtles.
We're going to
have a shell of a good time.
Oh, he did it.
He went there.
Well, we're going to close this out. We've run pretty close to 2 hours. So
wow.
We're going to close this one out. And for one last time tonight, Gambus, would you please sign me off?
Say